This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The latest K-State Garden Hour looked at methods for increasing vegetable yield in the home garden. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Sedgwick County, Abby Drought, discussed how to select high-performance varieties, the difference between heirlooms and hybrids, and where to find a list of high-yielding vegetables. She says there are several things to consider when looking for high-performance varieties.
Looking at disease resistance, insect tolerance, weather adaptability, and the overall yield potential. If you want a bountiful harvest, it's essential to select plants suited also to your growing conditions for where you're at. Plus, you know, you also want to take into consideration like flavor, color, and texture, because those things matter. You're going to eat them, right? Or you're going to use them in dishes. And then also consider the size and space of your garden and what you actually have room for, because you don't want to crowd your plants super close together. They're not going to be terribly productive in that way if they're fighting for space in the soil and above, or you don't have good air movement between, and then you're kind of inviting insect and pest disease problems there. Now, let's talk a little bit about the difference between heirlooms and hybrids. So heirlooms are varieties that have been passed down for generations and valued for good flavor and unique characteristics. They tend to offer exceptional flavor, unique colors and shapes. I love heirloom tomatoes because I love the different shapes of them, especially all the ribbed varieties. They have tender skin and flesh, but they also have some problems. They're a little less disease resistant. They tend to be a little lower yielding, and they tend to be a little later fruiting, which means a longer wait for your harvest. Now, looking at hybrids, they're intentionally crossbred to enhance certain traits, which makes them a pretty popular choice if you're looking for high yielding varieties. And that's because they provide consistent and uniform size, shape, and color, have good disease resistance and tolerance. They have more compact plant habits and traits, and reliable quality and performance. And so some people like to plant a little bit of both. So if you're looking at hybrid varieties and you know one is a little more earlier producer, let's say for tomatoes, and then one is a later producer, you can plant the hybrids first, get those going, and then you get a good harvest there. And then as those maybe start to slow down from the heat, you know, and your heirlooms are still producing, and then you have that later crop coming on. So you don't have to choose one or the other. You can definitely use both to increase your yields in your vegetable garden. I wanted to touch on where to find a list, because I'm sure people are wondering, where can I find a list of high yielding varieties? And that's kind of a tricky question because it's really variable. It's variable because it's based off of your zone, available research, your location, what's been researched, what's been through trials, what's not been through trials. So kind of the best starting place to find a list or to figure out what works best in your area is to check with local greenhouses and nurseries and what they're growing and recommending, or your extension office can recommend suitable varieties to your area. K-State, we do have a publication that has recommended vegetable varieties. And then if you do get a list, do some of your own research. So look online at the vegetable distributors, from seed distributors, and see what those varieties say. See if they say they're high yielding varieties, if it's something you're wanting to grow. And then talk to your other local sources, like your fellow gardeners. If you've got a neighbor next door and he's constantly trying to give away cucumbers, ask him what kind of cucumber he's growing if you're trying to grow a lot, or you're trying to do some sort of pickling and you need a ton of cucumbers. Unfortunately, we don't have a well-compiled list to just hand you and say, here you go, do that, and put these out, and then you're going to have a bountiful harvest. It does take a little bit of extra work on your part to do some research and figure that out, but that'll make you more successful in the end to have tailored varieties that, you know, do well in your area. The healthier your plants, the higher your yields are going to be, and hopefully all these tips will get you there and can help you have a successful crop this growing season.
That's Abby Drought, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Sedgwick County. She also discussed the importance of soil health, fertilizing, watering, and mulching to improve vegetable yield. The full presentation is available online by searching for K-State Garden Hour. The Kansas Garden Guide, also available online and through the KSRE bookstore, is a recommended resource for all gardeners. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.